The digital divide is a widening gap between those who can gain access to different means of technology and those who can't. We are here to talk about the digital divide in Africa and the use of second-hand computers in the developing world.
What does the digital divide mean to Africa?
Even though technology is developing further every day, the access to technology in Africa is still inadequate. In Africa, there are only about 3 computers for every 1,000 people.
So, there are many who can't afford a computer at all?
There are many people who earn only about a dollar a day, and it is impossible for them to attain training in computer technology.
So what good comes out of using computers anyway?
Basic training in computers can enhance the chances for employment, higher education, and development in any field. It can increase the student's self-esteem and confidence.
Because of the growing need for IT in different aspects of life, some institutions are trying to help the younger generations of Africa to gain more access to IT.
Like who?
Computers for Africa is one of those organizations. Computers for Africa renovates older second-hand computers, networks them, and ships them to non-profit organizations in Africa. The donated items go to the most disadvantaged groups, targeting mostly women and young people, and other development institutions. Enhanced computer training enables students to become more confident and increases their chance for better employment. They will be able to attain more information and communicate with the rest of the world through the means of the internet. The system used by CFA is an advantage for all. Businesses are commended for donating goods. Student volunteers get credit for renovating old computers and learning about international issues. Old equipment is reused and not wasted. The African people receive technology to help improve their own lives and the development of their own countries.
There are several social and ethical issues related with the use of donated computers to disadvantaged groups. Though it creates many opportunities and may better the lives of many people, it can also create problems.
Problems such as what?
Reliability is a problem that is associated with donating computers to disadvantaged groups. Reliability refers to the conditions of hardware and software. Second-hand computers that are donated are not always very efficient. The software that is supplied can be very inconsistent. They come with different functions and applications.
That must make it very difficult for teachers to know where to start classes. What other sort of problems are there?
There are problems with maintenance and upgrading of software. Equipment that is donated in 1 year is not practical in the next year. Even though there are many benefits, it is not practical to constantly upgrade the software every year. It is costly as well as tedious. There should be some other convenient system.
Yes, instead of that, developed countries can use the money to supply cheaper computers, such as the $100 laptop. This can enable Africa to use computers more, gain more information, and it would not be necessary to upgrade the system every year.
Equality of access is another problem regarding the use of second-hand computers. People can access the information from all over the world because of information technology, regardless of age, race, distance, gender, origins, religion, or any other characteristics. However, all these characteristics, along with the cost, are issues that can restrict individuals or groups from accessing information.
Like how?
A mother concerned about her child's sickness can use the internet to find out information on the illness and find out cures for herself. But being a poor woman in Africa puts her in a very disadvantageous position. The chances of her owning a computer or gaining access, internet access, is very low. The wages for the common people are not considerably high, and not everyone can afford computers. As we've already said before, the number of computers per 1,000 people in Africa is 3, and access to the internet is 1.3. While in North America, the number of computers per 1,000 people is 511, and the access to the internet is 415.
To solve such a problem, governments should invest more in educating people on IT at a low cost. The more knowledgeable and aware the people become, the better their chances are to get better jobs and lead better lives.
Another social issue that can be taken into account is people and machines. This refers to the interactions of humans with IT. In this case, the people in Africa need to use technology more in their everyday lives. Statistics prove that most people in Africa are computer illiterate.
If people were more educated and had more developed computer skills, they may be able to get better jobs, as computer skills is considered an asset in this modern world of science and technology.
Though it is very important to supply computers to all schools in Africa, it would be difficult to do so due to the quality of computers available. Sometimes computers are not used appropriately. In an article from BBC, we read that one of the deputy generals of teacher training in South Africa went to a classroom and saw a teacher standing on a PC to reach the blackboard. If computers are wasted like that, then it is useless.
Bangladesh is a developing country suffering like Africa in many ways. In Bangladesh, the telephone density is only about 0.5%, which is the main reason for insignificant internet connection throughout the country. According to The Economist in Bangladesh, a computer costs the equivalent of 8 years' average pay. 43% of the people are illiterate, out of which less than 1% has access to the internet. Unless issues like this are solved, Bangladesh will never overcome the digital divide.
Donating second-hand computers is a good way for disadvantaged groups to gain access to technology and learn more about the world. They can learn new things, communicate more with the rest of the world through the use of the internet. However, it is vital that people understand the significance of computers and the benefits that technology can bring to their everyday lives. If the government wants to develop the use of technology in certain countries, then they need to take urgent measures.
The problem of reliability can be solved by funding in cheaper laptops that don't need to be upgraded every year. There should be more efforts to educate the people of the country about the importance of technology, and there should be no discrimination against people who cannot afford laptops.
Technology can really enhance the lives of people. Because of development of technology, computer skills and knowledge can be considered a great asset.